The nation's highest court has declined to hear a case about Montana voting laws that would have disproportionately affected Native people. Last year, Montana's Supreme Court decided that two laws passed in 2021 to ban same-day voter registration and paid absentee ballot collection were unconstitutional. Alex Wright with the ACLU of Montana says people who face too many costs to voting often don't. For those who already face barriers, like long distances to elections offices or no residential mail delivery, these laws could have tipped the scales. Wright argues that was the intention.
That's what we saw with these laws was a very deliberate attempt to make it so difficult for people to vote that they would stay home.
Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson brought the case to the U.S. Supreme Court, which last week opted not to hear it. Wright says the high court doesn't have jurisdiction to pick up a case on state voting laws. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, states passed almost 80 restrictive voting laws between 2021 and 2024, nearly three times the number passed in the previous few years. So far in Montana's 2025 legislative session, a half dozen voting-related bills have been introduced by lawmakers, all Republicans.
We have repeatedly seen Montana courts strike down bills that the legislature has passed as unconstitutional, and yet they continue to advance things that are patently unlawful.
Wright describes the citizens' rights written in the Montana Constitution as ironclad, including the right to vote. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.